Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Yeah, it's been a minute since my last episode, but as you can maybe tell, I've not actually been feeling the best. A little bit under the weather, had laryngitis for almost a week, and literally just got my voice back yesterday. I don't know what caused it, actually, but I've been doing some pretty stupid shit, and I'm just really messing with my bipolar and my recovery in general, and not been making the wisest decisions. I actually went off my meds. I know I've been talking about that, but I actually went off my meds kind of by mistake on purpose, because they were ordered and I could have asked for a ride to the pharmacy to go get them, but failed to do so. Because, you know, once you start getting into that point of even debating on not taking your meds, you already know the depression is starting to take over pretty deeply. So I failed to get my meds on a Friday, which made me go through a whole weekend without them. And then when I woke up that Monday morning when I could have gone to get them, I was so already low that I didn't really feel like I wanted to get them at all. And I had lost my voice over the weekend, so I couldn't even call the pharmacy to ask them to mail them to me until I got my voice back just a tiny bit on Monday. And then I did call them and they had them delivered to me. But, you know, I went too long. I actually started going through, like, withdrawal and detox from my meds, which I'm not going to joke with you. It's no fun, man. It's just like coming off a street drug, except I was coming off of 6 medications instead of just 1. So it was compounded. I'm not going to play with you. It is just like coming off a street drug. The chills, the fever, the vomiting, the diarrhea, the whole 9 yards that go along with detoxing. Definitely no joke. So if you're listening to me and you're on meds, and you know, you really need to take them, or at least talk to your doctor about coming off them the proper way. Coming off these medications cold turkey is not the way to do it. Believe me, it was no fun, and I'm still not actually 100%. I'm not even 50% right now, but I'm better than I was, which is not really saying a lot, because I still feel like absolute crap, but I'll get there. And I'm looking at my meds now, because I haven't taken them yet today, and it's like, yep, as soon as I finish doing this podcast, I have got to take these meds, because I can't start playing this game of taking them sometimes and then not taking them, and it doesn't do me any good. As much as I don't want to be on my meds, as much as I wish I wasn't on meds, the games I'm playing right now with them could actually be life-threatening. And though I'm not really jazzed with my life right now, I really don't want to die. So, you know, it might be a really good idea to stay compliant on this for a little while. Still haven't been to therapy, still haven't called to make an appointment, even though, like I said, I did have laryngitis, so it's a legitimate excuse. But I suppose if it was really that necessary to me or that important to me, I could have had somebody call and make the appointment for me. But I don't know about therapy right now. I don't know why I'm hedging it so hard, and I don't know what the actual problem is that I don't want to go and talk to my therapist. That could be a lie, actually, too. I'm pretty sure I know a couple of the reasons why. I don't really want to go and talk about Scott with him, seeing that he already told me that Scott is all bad news. And though I feel like I'm completely over and done with him, I know I'm not. I sent him a text a couple days ago, basically just laying it on the line and saying, if we're done, we're done, man. But just, you know, I still love you, and I kind of need to know. And then I sent him this really whiny, like, you know, I'm a total baby text the following day, which was like kind of like a fuck you type text. And then the next morning I got the longest text from him I've ever gotten, ever, where it still didn't actually like make me feel any better. He just basically told me to chill out and just wait for him to finish what all this work he's doing, and then we'll be able to spend time together, which made me feel terrible and stupid and guilty. And like, I'm just like a total pain in the ass to him, I guess, and just a burden. So I texted him back and told him I can chill, which I'm going to, and I'm not going to text him back until he texts me back the first time, which could be never. So I may have actually, like, finally closed this door with him, because I don't want to feel like shit about loving somebody and feeling stupid about it, when in all hindsight, they don't really want me for anything but what they need me for at the moment, which could be anything. I'm not just talking sex, but, you know, sex is a definite component in the relationship, and I don't want to just be that girl, you know, that hoe bag that he comes to once every 2 months or so just to get off and then just leave me waiting and, you know, holding my breath again, waiting to see what's going to happen. So, I don't know about that. And there was some other stuff I wanted to talk about here, too. And I told you I'm not 100% by any way, shape, or form right now. Let me think here for a minute. I've been receiving mailings from CCHR, which is the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which I started asking for this information when I thought this podcast was going to take a different route than it is right now. But, you know, they at least disclose the fact that they are associated or affiliated with the Church of Scientology, which back in the day, I remember the whole Tom Cruise bullshit thing that went down against psychiatry. And this was long before I was diagnosed with anything, and I still felt like he was a total asshole. I still feel that way. Even though now I'm starting to wonder if maybe some of the stuff that they say about psychiatry and meds and the whole money-grubbing aspect of, you know, Big Pharma, if some of it actually doesn't hold some truth. I'm waiting to get a couple more pieces of information from them. And I did ask them a direct question that if they're totally against psychiatry and medication, then what do they suggest people do that are sick, you know? Because from what I'm gathering from the small pieces of information I have from them so far, is that they're not saying that they don't believe that people can have illnesses, but that it's unprovable, that there's no actual testing to be done to show that I have a chemical imbalance in my brain, and that there's no way to actually prove that anybody's on a spectrum, because there's no, like, physical testing to be able to actually, like, pinpoint it down. Now, nowadays, there may be some kind of a way to do some kind of that, like, that DNA testing or some other kind of, you know, invasive, like, brain testing to show that there is a chemical imbalance, but I'm not really down with that. I'm really struggling to find a better way to handle my bipolar and being on medication all the time. Yeah, it does work for me when I'm compliant. However, there's other stuff going on with my body and things that I'm not really sure are being caused by being on medication. And obviously, the way that I want to test it by going cold turkey off my medication is only going to exacerbate the issue that I have. So I don't really know which way I'm going to go. I have a doctor's appointment, I think, next Thursday. And I'm going to try to lay some of these questions down to him and see if maybe we just can't take me off a few of them, because I can't stand feeling groggy and tired all the time. Like, in the couple of days that I was off them when I wasn't feeling ill, I actually started feeling like pieces of my brain, like, reigniting. And I started feeling like me again and, like, snarky and, you know, just more alive, I guess is a good way to put it. You know, not that I feel dead on my medication, but I don't feel like I'm fully responsive to life when I'm on these. Like, everything is just a little bit dull. And, you know, that's not me. I was never like that. I always, like, embraced life and jumped at it full force. And now I'm kind of like, eh, whatever. And, you know, I don't want to be like that. I want to, like, just grasp life by the horns and just, like, fucking beat the fuck out of it, you know, in a good way. As if you could beat the fuck out of something in a good way. But, you know, I'm not me right now. And, I mean, I guess the Scott thing could have a lot to do with it. And the confusion with this nuke dude. And, who I do like, and he's fun to be around, and he actually makes me feel more like me than I have in a long time. But then there's this general feeling of guilt, even though Scott's not around, and if I wanted to even tell him about anything that I'm doing, he's not available to me still. So I don't know why I feel guilty about it. You know, I'm an adult woman, and I basically feel single, and, you know, we're not doing any harm to anybody by being friends. I guess friends with benefits is the best way to put it, but, you know, we're not doing any harm to anybody. Neither of us is attached to anybody else, and, you know, we're not going full-fledged, you know, relationship thing, which is good, because I don't know that I could actually handle that right now, and, I know I wouldn't want him to have to handle me right now, you know, in that kind of a role as being like full-time boyfriend type thing. But, you know, I have fun with him and he makes me feel good and he makes me feel like I'm viable and, you know, attractive and all the things that I don't get with Scott. You know, even that text that Scott sent me, he never said like, I miss you or, you know, I love you, or, you know, anything that would actually make me feel better about the situation of not seeing him for a month on end and make me stop worrying that, you know, I'm actually, like, you know, thing number five in his life, which I do feel like that. I don't feel like I'm any kind of, like, I'm not important enough to him, but that's not the word I'm looking for. Told y'all I'm still a little bit off from the detox withdrawal and just being sick type thing. There's a bunch of stuff. Oh, I've started, there's a Facebook page, a sister Facebook page to this. So if you're not somebody that I actually know that does listen to my podcast, if you want to connect with me, you can go to Dancing with Bipolar on Facebook, and I've set up a page. So if you want to connect with me or ask me questions or interact with me, I'm down with that, because I've decided that I'm not going to do interviews on the podcast anymore, because every time I've tried to do an interview, except for the very first one, that, it's all blown up. So I think that that's God's way of telling me that this is not supposed to be an interview show. This is just supposed to be a Dawn venting ramble show with a little bit of good information thrown in here and there. So I'm going to go with it. Because trying the whole interview thing is just so stressful. Trying to prepare for it and then hoping that the people don't forget. And then hoping that all the tech works right, which it hasn't for the past three interviews I was supposed to do. So, yeah, there's that. I've made that decision. And I'm good with it, you know. I'm also thinking that I'm going to have some t-shirts drawn up pretty soon with the logo for the show on it and just see how they go. And of course, the first ones will be mine, and see like what the general, how people react to them on the street, and if people even notice the fact that it's a super cool logo, you know. But it definitely has to have the distorted beliefs on it, because that's the thing that, you know, when I get that script bottle and it was like, you know, take one daily for distorted beliefs, it was kind of like, are you sure that my beliefs are distorted and that it's not actually the rest of society that's actually distorted and that I'm actually okay? But I love that. So I've never seen another script bottle with that on it. So I'm going to play that up. Plus, it's all going to go in towards the whole I am my own franchise idea that I have, where hopefully this is all going to eventually lead to a book. And who knows? I'm thinking that my life would make a pretty funny sitcom, a pretty funny sad sitcom actually. But, you know, if it ever went that route, I would definitely lean more towards the funny shit that happens to me and how I take stuff that maybe isn't funny, but that I make it funny. So there's that too. Other than that, let's see, the Doc Man is okay. The house is still dilapidated. I'm still in love with Hobson. My new friend is introducing me to some amazingly new music, which you guys will be certain. If you listen to it on the Anchor app, you'll hear it on the intro and outros to my show. And I don't know, I had a bunch to say, but my mind has gone totally blank the minute I hit record on this. So you know how that is. I'm doing okay. I'm going to be more compliant with my meds up until the time that my doctor and I can figure out a way to start weaning me off some of this. think my days of illicit drug use need to actually come to a true end, and I need to get sober for a while, because it's been a rocky road, you know, a rough ride these past couple months with the mixing of the illicit and my actual prescribed drugs. So I think it's time for me to knock the stupid shit off and just, like, focus on my business. You know, I was going pretty good there, and then I fell off track on that, too. And I really need to make some money, you know. Well, I don't need to make money, but I really want to make some money and get my line out there. Like, these are the three things, is, like, staying sober, the podcast, and my toy line. And I've not actually been really effective in doing any of them consistently. So I think it's time to buckle down and just, you know, maybe grow up a little bit again. And, you know, stay compliant for a while and just prove that I can actually do shit right, instead of always, like, having to be the little rebel and, like, screwing shit up all the time. So for not having much to say, I actually went 16 minutes, which is pretty amazing. So, whatever else it was that I wanted to talk about is going to have to wait till next time, because my mind is, like, totally blanked out right now. So, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And y'all have a good one. Catch you later. Bye.